Okay, we are now being recorded. I heard another beep. Did we have someone else join us? Or maybe that was just the beep saying that it was being recorded.
Okay, this is John Scully. I'll call the meeting to order. John LaFelt is not on. Is that still correct? John, are you on? Okay, if not hearing any response, could I have a roll call, please, with the board? Somebody just join us? Hello?
Hello?
Could I have a roll call, the board members, please?
Ed Wellner, Swine Representative.
Susan Brown.
Nina Baucus.
Lila Taylor.
Any other board member on? Brett, I understand, is going to be late. Have we heard at all from John LaFelt?
I have not heard at all from him.
Okay, the purpose of this general session meeting is that we have received notification from legal counsel concerning the Cormark case, which requires us to act based upon the lawyer's recommendation as of today. And there are two or three other actions that may or may not be taken by the board that can be cussed and discussed. That business then, I will move into an executive session. But before I do that, is there any other posted business that was posted for this general meeting of the board?
There was none, Mr. Chair.
If not, then I would ask us, it's my understanding we all have the secondary executive session number, and I would suspect because we have had a few beeps that no one reported as being present or identified themselves, that we go ahead and use the executive session call number. So without further ado, I will, unless you believe, Mike, that the line is secure.
I believe the line is secure. Dan Turcotte is the only other person. Of course, Dan, I would invite to join us in executive session anyway because I feel there might be some operational questions that the board might need to hear from him on in the context of talking about the decision.
Okay. Is there legal counsel? Do you believe that?
Wait,
hello?
John, wait. Brett is coming in late, and he knows that he probably will be coming in on executive session, and so he probably will try and call in on the second number.
Yes. So I will text him right now if we decide to stay on this line.
Legal counsel, is legal counsel on?
I'm here.
Do you recommend we go to executive session on the other line?
I have not heard any beeps except for the people Mike has already identified. There's the possibility that somebody might call in on this line, but as I understand it, nobody even has the number because it hasn't been requested.
Yes, Donna received no request for the call-in number from any members of the public.
How about members from the board relative to executive session? How about John LaFelt? Does he need to be notified also?
I can send him a note as well.
All right, let's do this. Let's. I'm going to dissolve into an executive session to deal with legal strategy, such strategy outweighing the public's right to know. I would ask that we all call in to the executive session call-in number and use the access code. That way we know for sure.
Okay, give me a few minutes to get that established and set in as the chair, and it'll probably take about 3 to 4 minutes, but if you try to call in before I do that, you won't be able to get in.
Plus, you might get some advertising for something else.
Okay.
Okay, let's dissolve into now, the only other issue we have, Mike, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
You have to remember, everyone, that in order for us to make a final decision, we have to come back into general session.
Yes. And we're
so if we can get a hold of Brett, we'll save ourselves another step. by
saying... Well,
somebody
already hung up.
Okay, we're all hung up. We'll dial back in. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Mike.
Nina. Just Nina.
I hear you, Nina.
Okay.
John Scott.
Lila.
Who just came on?
Sue Brown.
This is Brad. I just got on for the last 2 minutes of the executive session. Here I am now. I'm sorry. But what I was afraid of.
Okay, is everybody is accounted for then? We've got Ed is on. Who just came on?
I just come on, John. Ed.
Okay, Ed's on, Sue's on, Lila's on, Nina's on, and Brett. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yep.
And then we have Rob Stutz, Dan Turcotte, and Mike Honeycutt on. And Donna, is that correct?
Correct.
Brian.
And Brian.
Brian is here now.
Is there anyone else? Okay, we are reconvening after
there.
Executive session dealing with Cormark. Is there any discussion from the board?
Do you want a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that Mike Honeycutt and Rob Stutz and Dan Turcotte meet with Cormark to discuss, how do you want me to say it, to discuss interpreting the rules and allowing multiple dates?
Correct. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Is there any discussion about the motion? Rules are plural. Okay.
Right.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Aye.
Roll
aye.
Call, please. Roll call, please.
Oh.
Ed, aye.
Sue Brown,
Nina,
aye.
Lila, aye.
Sue Brown, aye.
Nina?
Aye.
And John Scully, aye. Is there any other business to come before this meeting?
What about
John,
Brett?
This is Brett. I'm gonna abstain because I missed all the executive sessions, so I can't vote.
Well, you read the document and the report though, right?
I read most of it, yeah.
So what the motion was, so that you know, is basically take the third option with Dan Turcotte present and interpreting all the rules, not just the ones. Okay?
Let me just go back to it 1 second.
If you go back to that order, or the discussion by legal counsel, it's option 3, modified, basically. And it's fine to abstain, so we've got the vote, so not to worry.
I'm just going to stay abstained, but I got you. Anyway, I understand
okay.
What you're saying.
Any other business? Mike?
We got to vote. Oh, we did. Okay.
I was going to say, no other business. Some of you I will see on Friday morning here in Helena for lab building discussion.
Yeah, the lab building committee discussion, 9 o'clock on Friday for
Friday.
Dinah. For Lila and... And Sue and I. And I have talked to Shauna today, and she'll be prepared to go on at 9. And if any other board members would like to come in and sit in, you're welcome. Just let Mike know so that we can publish notice as quickly as possible.
And Mr. Scully, I don't know if you want to, at least for the record, ask for public comment, but I don't, just in case somebody's out there that popped on while we were on the other call.
Good point, Mike. Thank you. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Lila.
Second?
I'll second it.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
John.
Mike, Rob.